From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Turkey for a two-day conference with senior diplomats from Iraq and its neighbors. She's been meeting with Turkish officials to try to defuse tensions along the border between Turkey and northern Iraq. The Turks are threatening to invade Iraq to attack Kurdish rebels operating in mountains on the Iraqi side of the border. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul.
Rice started her visit in the Turkish capital, where she tried to convince the Turks that the U.S. is serious about cracking down on the Kurdish PKK rebels who launch cross-border attacks against Turkey from camps in the mountains of northern Iraq.
The United States considers the PKK a terrorist organization, and indeed that we have a common enemy, that we must find ways to take effective action so that Turkey will not suffer from terrorist attacks.
The Turks are furious after more than 40 of their soldiers and citizens were killed in clashes last month with PKK fighters on the Turkish side of the border. The guerrillas have also taken 8 Turkish soldiers prisoner. Ankara has threatened to launch a military incursion into northern Iraq, a move both Washington and Baghdad oppose. Some 100,000 Turkish soldiers have been deployed to the border, while Turkish artillery units regularly lob shells into Iraqi territory. Today, Rice promised Washington would redouble its efforts to help combat the PKK.
We are indeed talking about how to enhance some of the activities that we have already begun in terms of information sharing, intelligence sharing.
The Pentagon has reportedly sent manned spy planes to the region to gather intelligence on PKK guerrillas, and it has put 10 PKK members on a most wanted list. The Turkish government accuses the Iraqi Kurds of helping the PKK. Turkey's Foreign Minister Ali Babacan repeated these claims at a press conference with Rice.
On the other hand, the north of Iraq, the administration in Iraq made points such that gives the impression that they are supporting the terrorist organization. We have strong doubts about their willingness to combat the PKK terrorism.
The Kurds deny these charges while also refusing to give in to Turkish demands to extradite fellow Kurds from the PKK. Kurdish leaders have also announced they will fight back if the Turks cross the border into Iraq. But under increasing Turkish and U.S. pressure, the Prime Minister of Iraqi Kurdistan issued a statement today condemning the rebel group. He also appealed to the Turks to engage in talks with his administration, an institution that Turkey to this day refuses to formally recognize.
The United States is in a very difficult position because it is friends with both Turkey and the Kurds, and it cannot afford to alienate either one.
Yus Tilterman is a Middle East expert with the International Crisis Group. He worries that the border crisis in the north is a distraction from bigger problems which threaten to tear apart the rest of Iraq.
The dangers in the rest of Iraq are much greater, and the potential for destabilization there is much greater, and the potential for drawing in neighboring states into the quagmire of Iraq are much greater than what is going on the Turkish-Iraqi border.
Tonight, Rice joined foreign ministers from across the Middle East in Istanbul for talks aimed at putting a stop to the grinding war in Iraq. But Rice may have her hands full this weekend, just trying to keep her closest allies in the region from coming to blows. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.